This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. As Israeli forces advanced deeper into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, President Joe Biden declared Hamas had lost its ability to carry out a major terrorist attack on Israel, and he endorsed what he said was the latest Israeli offer of a ceasefire deal. VOA's White House Chief Bureau Patsy Wittakusara has the story.
It's time for this war to end.
From the White House, President Joe Biden laid out a three-phase ceasefire plan that he says Israel has agreed to.
Israel has made their proposal. Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
Phase one calls for a six-week temporary pause in fighting. During phase two, Israeli forces would withdraw completely from Gaza in exchange for the release of all remaining hostages. In the third and final phase, Gaza reconstruction would begin and the remains of all deceased hostages returned. Patsy Wittakusara, VOA News, Washington.
Exchanges of fire along the Lebanon-Israel border have intensified over the past weeks with Israel's military push on Gaza's southern city of Rafah. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The militant Hezbollah group says it shot down an Israeli drone over South Lebanon and fired rockets at an Israeli military base. The attack came just hours after Israeli drone strikes killed at least one person and wounded several others. Hezbollah said in a statement that its fighters struck the Hermes 900 Koshaf drone, saying such aircraft had been targeting militants and civilian homes. Hezbollah says its fighters also attacked an Israeli army base in the border town of Kiryat Shmona with Birkin rockets, scoring direct hits, it says, igniting a fire and destroying part of it. The Israeli army confirmed a rocket had hit the base without giving details. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website.